This is Graduation Day, a Lego Ninjago fanfiction written by Life is Short and So Am I and read by Lemon Avocado. Summary. Nia had a plan, a grand scheme that would get her and Kai out of Ignatia and out of poverty. But then she became a player in other people's plans and lost sight of her own goals. Snapshots of Nia's uphill battle towards college over the years. When Nia and Kai lived together, alone in Ignatia Village, things were tight. Kai picked up smithing from their dad and kept up with it, but he could only do so much for them. Nia worked odd jobs and helped around the shop. They mostly repaired farming equipment and reshod horses, though they also sold a few curiosity pieces to the random tourists who braved the mountain pass. Even though they cut it close a few times, they were never too bad off. They still had the forge, after all. And they never got carted down from the mountains to foster care or something in one of the bigger towns. There wasn't a school in Ignatia. It was a tiny village clinging to the side of a majestic strip of mountains, comprised mostly of shepherds and farmers. There weren't many children, and any to be found were busy helping their families, like Nia and Kai did when they were younger. Their mom had taught them to read, and they had a few shelves of books. Nia imagined her mother had been intending to homeschool them had she stuck around. She'd probably never find out. Kai never cared for it. Nia's earliest memories of learning to read were Kai sneaking away every 3 minutes to work in the forge with her dad. As they got older, Nia read all the books on the shelves, and then read them again in her evenings. Kai used to joke she'd ruin her eyes, hunched over a book long after the sun had gone down, trying to read to a dim electric light in the kitchen. But she was desperate to learn anything she could. Nia didn't want to stay in Ignatia all her life, like Kai did. She wanted to go to college. Kai encouraged this, which didn't surprise Nia at all. He'd always told her she ought to try and enroll in some online classes. She knew he felt bad that she'd never gotten the chance to spend her time learning instead of finding work wherever she could around town. But online classes meant a laptop, an internet connection, and enrollment fees. Books, too. Too much money, which wasn't something they had in excess. She wanted it badly, though. Nia knew the facts. She couldn't afford to take any classes, couldn't afford to get the right books, probably couldn't afford to go to college anyways, even if she got the scholarships. She had to hitch a ride to the closest town and use the library computers to even try and research the matter. Plus, studying took time. If she let him, Kai would kill himself working in the forge and mail her to a university. She wouldn't let him because it wasn't fair. They were both equally stuck here, and he was only 2 years older than her. 2 years didn't grant self-destructive seniority. They compromised, and Nia rode to town with a neighbor every few weeks, visiting the pair of old computers at the library and the used bookstore. Between that and what she picked up at the library, she had at least enough to occupy her mind. And Kai didn't feel like she was completely deprived of all opportunity. Kai got older and stronger and smarter, and things got a little easier. Nia had a few books on blacksmithing, and they had several of their dad's journals to go off. He'd work with their dad a bit, but he'd still had to figure things out for himself a lot. But as he learned and practiced and perfected a few routine jobs, Kai was able to take more work. Nia had encouraged him to take more breaks, but her brother was a lot more like her than most people guessed at first glance. Kai was relentless when he wanted something, and he wanted to survive. Then, the summer he turned 17, Kai dropped a chunk of metal on his foot and broke 3 of the tiny bones in it. Nia had been in their kitchen, sitting at the table trying to work out the bookkeeping she'd been putting off. Numbers made Kai's head spin, so she usually did it. Nia remembered his shout of pain, and then running and helping shove the metal off. It wasn't their first forge-related injury, not for either of them, but it was the first they had to find a doctor for. The coldest thing they had at the time was water, which was lukewarm at best, but Nia helped her brother to the kitchen and left him with his foot in a bowl of water, while she ran to their closest neighbor. He'd given them a ride to town and lent them the money to pay for the doctor. Hours later, they were back at the forge, Kai's foot in a cast, and instructions to keep all weight off of it for at least 3 weeks. That summer they switched, Nia working in the forge pretty much all the time. She wasn't as good as Kai, nor as strong, and even with him there to walk her through things, it was a slow and erroneous undertaking. But above all else, they couldn't lose the house, so Nia made it work. Keeping Kai off his foot was almost harder than keeping the fire going. He was insistent that it didn't hurt, was nearly better, would be fine if he leaned on the table. As much as the numbers she had jotted down on paper bothered her that summer, she knew they couldn't risk a re-injury. 5 weeks after the injury, Kai was cleared to put some weight on the foot, which he seemed to think meant time to go back to business as usual. Nia disabused him of this notion, but they worked together in the forge, and it was a little easier. Their neighbor told them not to worry about paying him back until the next summer, and Nia knew he'd forgive the debt if they let him. But neither she nor her brother wanted charity. Once Kai was better, he reclaimed the forge, and Nia returned to her odd jobs. She spent their winter helping the shepherds in the area cure skins, which they sold down the mountain. Her books gathered dust on the shelves, and she had grease under her nails the entire winter. Back to agonizingly careful budgeting and a lean season, the two of them scraped by. Winter thawed, and tourists started wandering through the pass again, and more jobs opened up as planting season began. By the end of the next summer, they'd paid off their neighbor. Kai was 18 now, and Nia would turn 16 in fall. Now that they were all squared up, Nia was turning her mind back to studying. If she got back to it now, maybe she could be ready to apply for scholarships when she turned 18. Plenty of scholarships were available based on proof of income and test scores. She definitely qualified for aid, and Nia knew she could pass the tests if she put her mind to it. She could find a job in the city and work her way through. She began to think things were looking up. That was the year they met Master Wu. For a while, life was too strange and too busy for Nia to even consider studying. She didn't have any of her books with her. She hadn't packed any, and they were locked in the empty house, gathering dust like the rest of their old life. She thought about picking up some classes after Chen's Island. It seemed like things were finally settling down. Lloyd's grand destiny all wrapped up, and Zane found. She got as far as researching a few classes and making some notes on what she'd like to take, and looking for jobs around the city to pay for it. Then Morrow crashed into their lives with all the subtlety of a hurricane, pun intended, and everything got postponed again. After Morrow, she decided to just go back to textbooks. She couldn't bring herself to pay for a class, knowing that at any time their lives might be appended again, leaving her unable to finish them and having wasted her money. Textbooks could be read on her own time, and they were cheaper anyways. It wasn't like she needed proof of high school credits. She'd done all the research, and she just needed to make herself a transcript. She could figure out who needed to sign it and forge the signature if she needed to. Teachers would be cool, but she'd get them at college. So she picked up a few textbooks and read them in her spare time, in the mornings after training, and in the afternoons while the boys played video games. Zane often sat with her and read over them in companionable silence, seeming not to care whether the books were on engineering or wiring or histories of science. Nia liked it all, and these days she got to put the knowledge to good practical use. Nia had missed a lot of time, a whole year, gone from her plan. But she wasn't having to work all the time now, just keep up with training and the little problems that popped up. She had a year until she turned 18, and she knew in that time she could make it up. Then, there was Nauticon, and after that fiasco, Nia basically moved into the training yards. She didn't know whether she was trying to convince herself she was too strong to be kidnapped again, or if she was trying to exhaust herself too much to dream. When she wasn't there, she and Jay were inseparable from the others, who knew something had happened, but not the details. School was the last thing on her mind for a long time. But months passed, and the edges of the memories dulled with work and sleep and the constant reassurances that everyone was safe. Nothing blew up in their faces, and Nia started to think about it again, tentatively. Nia sat down at their computer, notebook out and ready to plan a schedule. She'd lost another 6 months. But maybe she could work hard. If she failed the test, she could always try it again next year. She felt sudden exhaustion wash over her. She was almost 18 and had barely made any progress. Was it even worth it to keep going? What would she do with her degree? Get a job and then get fired as soon as the next disaster popped up and she disappeared to go help? Start a business and then get firebombed accidentally? Wouldn't it just be better to spend her free time actually resting instead of doing more work? Would it all be worth it in the end? She wouldn't be a ninja forever. Eventually she'd be too old and too broken, no matter what. Shouldn't she prepare herself for that time? Give herself a skill to fall back on besides punching and being punched? Maybe Nauticon would come back and kill them all and solve her problem for her. Startled by the unintentionally morbid thought, Nia shoved the chair back and jumped up. She wanted to go see the others. Maybe she could ask them what they thought about college. Nia wandered back outside, looking through the training yard. Nobody was there, but she heard sounds coming from the open double doors, so she followed them. Smoke meant fire, and loud yelling means Cole, Jay, and Lloyd. Sure enough, the three of them were helping Zane put away groceries in the kitchen. Or they were there, and Zane was putting away groceries. Cole was sitting at the table, protecting the plastic bags, while Jay and Lloyd both darted through the room, playing some elaborate game of keep away. Nia slid into the table next to Cole, exhaling in relief at the noise and vibrancy and the aliveness of the group. Kai was out today, at Ignatia, making sure everything was still properly locked up at the forge. The two of them checked it periodically. Jay abandoned his game, settling close to her, enough that their shoulders were pressed together. Nia smiled. "What's up?" Jay asked, voice bright and happy. "Did you find any books you wanted?" Nia shrugged, trying not to look despondent and pathetic. "I didn't look," she said. Jay tilted his head, looking confused. "But... do you want to go to college, Jay?" she asked, interrupting him. Jay paused, mouth closing as his expression turned confused, and then contemplative. "Not really," he said finally. "Maybe if I could do it online." "You don't worry about..." Nia trailed off, unable to make her words come out the way her thoughts felt. She didn't remember a time when she wasn't worried about the future. It was the foremost thing on her mind. She had to do everything she could now to give herself the best chance she could get, because she was already behind most people. Jay seemed to get it, though, like he got a lot of things Nia meant but didn't verbalize. "Nah," he said. "I helped take care of the junkyard, and I know enough about mechanics and repairs to be okay. I'd rather save my money." Nia supposed that made sense, and Jay hated big crowds of people. Colleges, with their constant social interaction and rigid learning structure, wouldn't be his style. "What about you, Cole?" Nia asked, turning to him. He'd been listening to the conversation with mild interest as he sorted groceries into a pile for the fridge and a pile for the pantry. "No," he said, laughing. "My dad had me all lined up for some fancy music university. I was going to be stuck there forever. Now that I'm out from under that guillotine, I'm not heading back." Lloyd snickered from where he was sitting on the counter. "I can barely read," he reminded her with a shrug, grinning impishly. Which wasn't even true. He read just fine. "I'm going to have goats when I'm old." Nia laughed despite her mood. "You don't want goats," she said. "Trust me." "Yes, I do," he argued. "Remind me to take you to visit some old friends sometime," Nia laughed. "Zane, would you ever go to college?" He shrugged. "I don't really need to, and I doubt I could even enroll." That was probably true. Nia knew Kai had no interest in schooling of any kind, which meant she was the only one who even thought about college. Everyone else seemed confident they'd be okay without it. "Everything okay?" Cole asked, perceptive as always. Nia sighed, gnawing on her lip. "I guess," she said. "I want to talk to Kai." "He'll be back soon," Cole said. "Any time, I think." Nia forced herself not to think in circles while she waited, watching the boys mess with each other. Cole wandered over to Zane, and the two of them started a conversation about dinner. Lloyd wanted to put gummy worms in it. Jay stayed sitting next to her, a warm comfort in the corner of her eye. He didn't say anything, but Nia appreciated him all the same. Kai got home 20 minutes later, looking windblown but whistling happily. Nia hopped up when she heard the door, waving goodbye and leaving the kitchen. She caught up to him in the entry hall. "Hey," she said. "Hey," Kai responded. "Everything looked good," he offered without being asked. "How'd your planning go?" Nia shrugged. Something must have tipped off Kai's big brother's senses, and he paused, turning to look her over. "What's wrong?" he asked. Nia huffed. "I don't know if it's worth it," she mumbled. "College?" "Oh no," he said. "Why?" "It's just, I keep trying, and things keep falling apart," she said. "Even once I get everything done, how am I supposed to make it to class? Or get anything done when the villain of the week keeps swooping in and upturning everything? I want to do the smart thing," she said. "I don't know if it's smart to go after this if I can't get it." Kai got it, like nobody else did. She didn't have to explain. He knew her fear of the future and her need to be prepared. He moved, leaning against the wall and crossing his arms. "Why did you want to go to college?" he asked. "What?" she asked. "All those years ago," he said, grinning softly, "when you first started eating up those books." "I guess I just wanted to know things," she said. "I wanted to know everything." "Yeah," Kai said. "Look, you're smart, and I've never seen you quit anything in your life. You'll be okay no matter what you choose to do. So you can really choose. You can do what you want. Things are a lot different now," he grinned. "If you still want to learn, go to college. Or buy more books and read them. Or get a job with a mechanic and learn everything he knows. Whatever you want, sis," he grinned. "You'll be great at it." Nia exhaled, smiling. Kai had a way of making things simple for her. He was like mother and father to Nia, whether or not he realized it. "Okay," she said. "You're right. I have to remember why I want this." "It's okay if you change your mind, too," he offered. "Do what you want. Nobody will think poorly of you, no matter what. Okay, she said. Thanks. Kai smiled, reaching out to tousle her hair. Nia allowed it, rolling her eyes. Neighbor say hi, he said, voice still easy and calm. That made Nia smile. They're making dinner in the kitchen, she said. You want to come with us? Be there in a minute, Kai said. Love you. Thanks, she said. Kai waved as he walked away. Nia returned to the kitchen. She'd sleep on Kai's advice and come back to it tomorrow. But it didn't feel so heavy now that she talked it out. Kai was right. Things were different now, and the two of them weren't alone anymore. Nia had people to look out for her. She could afford to do what she wanted. If Nia thought things couldn't get any weirder after that, well, she was wrong. Finding out her parents were alive, Nia didn't know how she felt about it. She knew how Kai felt. He was happy, ecstatic even. He didn't say it, but Nia knew that for Kai, it felt like a burden lifted off his shoulders. Their parents had come back. He was done. He could rest. Kai had been waiting for their parents to come back the whole time. Nia had always known they wouldn't. Well, Luca got surprised in the end. After the fiasco with the Time Twins and her own glimpse into the past, Nia felt unmoored. Everything was upside down. Master Wu was gone. Her parents were alive, but suddenly thought they could just step back into her life after 6 years, and everything just felt... But everyone agreed that they couldn't scatter, not like after Zane. The six of them pulled together like magnets, figuring out how to keep everything afloat. Once again, Nia's stack of books went forgotten in the weeks following the latest disaster. It was both harder and easier to pull themselves back together after each fight. New wounds, physical and mental, layered on old ones that were only half-healed. But picking herself up became a routine, a habit, a practice motion. There was a job to do in the now, processing what happened in the later. Their parents went back to the forge. Kai was happy to return the keys. Nia didn't care. The forge was her home, but she'd never intended to stay there forever. She supposed it was legally their house, even if it was her and Kai who had kept it together the last several years. Nia did go back and clean out her belongings, though, moving them to her room at the monastery. She wasn't mad, she thought. She just wanted everything to be as clean and simple as possible. She didn't need two strangers coming into her life and telling her what to do and how to think about her own abandonment, or her brother's ruined childhood. The team sorted themselves out, each processing as best they could. When they were sure of their actions, they decided what to do about Master Wu. Nia and Kai had seen him fly off into the time stream or whatever, so he could be anywhere, any when. But Master Wu was nothing if not clever, and they all knew time wouldn't be an impediment for him. Logically, they assumed he'd be somewhere between their battle with the Time Twins and the one previous. So they just had to look for him, or a message, or something. They didn't really know. Time travel, it wasn't in the job description. Then again, not many things were. But they couldn't just sit around and wait for him to fall from the sky. So they split up, searching the corners of Ninjago. Nia didn't bring her books, but she didn't mind so much. She saw new things every day, learned nonstop. Her mind had plenty to be occupied with. They spent weeks searching Ninjago. Then a month, then two, then four. The time just kept piling up. But they always came back to the monastery. Every 2 weeks, if they could. Sometimes somebody video called. But they all agreed they had to do whatever it took to keep the team glued together. There was nobody else now to pick them up if they fell apart. Kai visited their parents on these occasions, every time. Nia went once or twice, but she could only describe it as awkward at best. She didn't know these people, her parents, Ray and Maya. Maybe she wanted to try someday, but not now. There was too much going on. Kai let her have her space, but she knew he was glad to have them back. They both tried to be conscious of the other. Months passed with no sign of Master Wu. All was quiet. Nia began to come around to visiting her parents with Kai. She couldn't bring herself to tell them about the really important things in her life, like Jay, her goals, her never-ending pursuit of her degree. But her mother, Maya, told her stories about her and her father, about why they moved to Ignatia, about when she and Kai were younger. Sometimes, Nia still couldn't get over the feeling of betrayal, even though she knew now that her parents hadn't left her on purpose. It was just a part of her now. The feeling embedded deep in her structure that their parents had left and step back from the responsibility of their two kids. She knew Kai blamed himself and his deep thoughts. In hers, Nia blamed them. But she could admit when she was wrong. Nia just needed time to really believe it. Maybe it would never come. Cole told her it was okay if she never forgave them, but that she shouldn't rule it out. He'd told her sometimes to reconcile, to be the bigger person and put the hurt aside, was to open the door for better things in the future. Nia cracked the door. She'd see what happened and decide if she wanted to swing it any wider. She'd long since turned 18 and missed her deadline. But Nia didn't need to start with a fall semester. She could start with a mini-mester that winter if she passed her exams. She knew she could do it. She'd been reading and rereading for years, as much as she could, and Zane had even helped her polish her essay writing skills for the occasion. Nia took the tests, aced them. She and Kai celebrated with ice cream. He said, "I told you so," and he was so proud of her. Nia had to laugh a little, reminding him he was only 2 years older, and she wasn't actually his kid. Kai had rolled his eyes, as if he hadn't literally picked her up, and swung her in a circle when she showed him her scores. She applied for the scholarships and got enough to cover the first year at least. Enough to start. She didn't have to worry about room and board now either, so Nia was all set to go. "I got the scholarships," Nia said as soon as Kai picked up the phone. "I got them! I'm submitting my applications right now." She had her phone trapped between her ear and shoulder as she typed on her laptop. She was in a little bed and breakfast, somewhere in western Ninjago, past the mountain range where Ignatia nestled. "Awesome!" Kai's voice was tinny and scratchy. She could hear thunder cracking in the background. "I'm so proud of you, sis." "Thanks," Nia grinned. She skimmed the documents, double-checking everything before attaching them to her email. "Can I tell Mom and Dad?" he asked. "Sure," she shrugged, ignoring the prick in her spine. It wouldn't kill her for them to know she was applying for college. They'd find out anyway, if she got in. "How's it going on your end?" Kai filled her in on his own travels that week, while Nia worked on finishing the submissions. His voice was a calming white noise in her ear, comforting her. "All right," she said, a finger hovering over the button. "Sending now." She clicked it. "Ah!" Kai shouted again. "Nia, I'm so proud of you," he said, voice rough. Nia sucked in a breath, trembling with excitement. "Thanks," she said. "I can't wait to tell everyone else. Don't you dare tell Lloyd or Cole." "All yours, sis." They hung up not long after. 3 days later, Nia got to tell the team, who were all as excited as Kai had been. After that, she only had to wait for the responses. "And the verdict is?" Nia dragged it out, hiding the paper behind her back, even though she knew her grin was giving it away. "Accepted!" Everyone burst into cheering, and Nia found herself crushed in a group hug containing far too high a ratio of overly strong boys. She'd finally decided to take her courses fully online. Although it limited her selection, the flexibility was vital. They were asynchronous, which meant there was no live class meetings. Instead, the teachers recorded their lectures and had office hours for questions. Nia wanted the environment of a real classroom, and later she'd need to be on campus for her lab and science credits. There would be other things, too. But for now, for her first semester, Nia could take fully online, asynchronous classes, and still moonlight as a ninja who could be called for at any time of the day. Maybe, hopefully, by the time she was ready for her campus classes, they'd have found Wu, and she would be able to take more of a backseat row. Nia had finally decided that she would continue being a ninja as long as she could, as long as her body allowed her to. But she wanted to get her degree now. Once she had it, Nia could take a break, learn something new, maybe try making something new. More Jay's forte, but she'd tried it a few times over the years. But she'd taken a lot of time and really thought about it, and Nia knew what she wanted. She loved her team, she loved the life, she loved helping people. She wouldn't be leaving anytime soon. Nia was just in time to enroll in a winter mini-mester. After much consideration and passionate input from Kai, she decided to stay at the monastery with Lloyd and help take care of the city so she could focus on her classes. Asynchronous classes still had a regular deadline, and a stable internet connection was a must. Her final grade for her first class was a 97. Nia had proudly displayed the grade to her team, and then, after a little hesitation, her parents. They were proud of her, but nobody was happier than her brother. Of course, right when Nia started to think things might start to settle down, everything got flipped on its head all over again. In trying to list what all had interrupted first her courses, then the entire university's courses, it would be easier to list what didn't go wrong. Nia couldn't even say nobody had died, because there'd been moments when she'd thought every single one of her brothers had died. First Lloyd, then... It was like after Nauticon, but worse. It was all their worst nightmares. It was... a lot. It made Nia hysterical to think about it, but the college had protocols in place for the recurring destruction of the city. All grades after the incident were stricken, and courses were rearranged to be finished in the semester left to them. Ninjago colleges pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and kept going no matter what. Luckily, the college campus itself hadn't been destroyed, which meant that if Nia was up to it, she could finish her semester. She did, only because she'd already paid for it, but she did it in a haze and her grades showed. It was all right. She knew she wouldn't keep a 4.0, not with her lifestyle. She'd reconciled to it a while ago. As long as she passed and didn't waste any of her paid-for classes. She'd planned to take summer courses, but once Nia completed the one she'd already started, she just couldn't make herself enroll. She'd get it in the fall. She'd be 19, about the age she might have been in another, regular life. More or less. No need to rush. Not when Wu and her parents were encouraging her to go to therapy. She'd compromise and take a few months' break. First Minjutsu master, Nia thought. The universe does not want me to get this degree. The six of them had regrouped at the monastery after everything, once again clinging to each other in the wake of everyone thinking everyone else was dead. They were probably a little unhealthily codependent at this point, but Nia would pick her battles. The summer was spent recovering. A lot of nights interrupted by nightmares, a lot of quiet evenings and slow mornings. Kai turned 21. Nia didn't spend any time at the forge, but their parents came and visited the monastery several times. So did Jay's parents, actually, and Cole's dad. Looked like the little death scare had gotten to everyone. Summer was long and warm and deliciously slow. When it was time to enroll for fall courses, Nia found herself sitting on the porch and watching the sunset, weighing her options. Jay wandered out at some point, probably checking on her. It was like after Nauticon, but worse. If he didn't see her or the others every few hours, Jay got spastic and anxious. Nia had encouraged him to see someone about it, gently, but the Lightning Ninja had just looked at her dryly and told her that he'd go when she went, which Nia took to mean he knew she'd never go. "Can I sit?" he asked. Nia nodded, and Jay sank down next to her. She was bigger than Jay after the first realm, which she didn't like. She was slim, but Jay had lost a lot of weight. Right now he was drowning in Cole's hoodie. Actually drowning. The fabric covered his chin and brushed his earlobes. "What's on your mind?" she asked. Jay shrugged. "Everyone's watching a movie. They were choosing between Lilo and Stitch and Milo and Otis when I left." "Kay," Nia replied, turning her gaze back to the sunset. The clouds were a pretty orange, shot through with brilliant red and pale yellow. "You thinking about your courses?" Jay guessed. Nia sighed, exhaling. "Yeah," she admitted. "I have the scholarships, so I can enroll if I want to. But if I enroll and then fail them, I lose the money and my good record." Jay nodded. "What do you want to do?" Nia shrugged. "I feel like I could do either." Really, she didn't feel much of anything right now. Kind of an empty blankness. Jay shifted, tucking his skinny knees into the hoodie so it covered almost his entire body. "When I'm sad," he said, hesitating. "Working on a project usually helps. It's like you have to start getting back in order to get the project done." Nia tilted her head, tapping her fingers against her elbow idly. "That makes sense," she admitted. Somewhere, she could admit that if she had a reason to, she could rise to it and begin to shed the fugue state clinging to her. Jay wriggled, nudging her shoulder ungracefully from his hoodie ball. "You'll do fine," he said, "if you take a fall semester. You're amazing, Nia. You'll succeed if you go for it." "You sound like Kai," she said, a soft laugh in her voice. "Kai manages some wisdom, every now and again," Jay shrugged. Nia stirred, stretching her stiff legs. "Let's go in," she suggested, offering Jay a hand. She enrolled for the semester. The winter, when the courses were finished, Nia was glad she'd done it. She didn't take any courses over the winter break, content to have completed her first year of college. One down, three to go. She was proud of herself. She'd spent years getting here. It was amazing to have done so well. The evening she finished her finals, her parents came to visit. Zane made pie, delicious and warm in the cold. Everyone was there, anyone she could have wanted to celebrate with her. It felt almost unreal to have completed her first year of real school. Kai grinned proudly at her, never far from her side that night. Her brother was the best thing in Nia's life. He'd supported her the whole way, whether by his enthusiastic encouragement, or his quiet support, or the long hours he'd worked so she could read books and ride to town. Given how much work it had taken to get here, Nia was sure the next 3 years would be rough. It would probably take her more than 3 years to finish, to be honest. First Master only knew what the next world-ending disaster would strike. But for now, Nia could be happy. She was learning about the things she enjoyed, and nobody was knocking their door down just yet. For her, it was enough. It was a good year.